Okay, welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa. We're back again.
We've made it. Third time's a charm.
I know. The weeks go by, or the week go weekend, I guess.
It goes by really quickly.
It's kind of nuts how fast it goes. Hey, so I wanted to touch back real quick on the, because I've had people ask me about the shot in your knee before a knee replacement. Apparently, there's a lot of women that needs knee replacement.
We're all falling apart. Yeah, speaking of that, my dog, my 100-pound dog, bumped her rear end into my knee and buckled it. So I'm extra, it's hurting this week. So thank you, Daisy.
Well, I got the shot for you. Although they say it doesn't help before the surgery, it helps after surgery.
Okay.
So my friend sent me the details because she heard our podcast, and obviously I had a lot of errors on that podcast. It's called Iovera, Iovera cold therapy. And they do a series of injections of this freezing agent that blocks the nerve responsible for pain after surgery. So you get it 2 weeks before your surgery.
Okay.
And then it helps after the surgery. She said the pain level after day three, my pain level was manageable with Tylenol only.
Wow.
And she started on the stationary bike. I said after 2 weeks, it was after 2 days.
Wow.
She was riding the stationary bike. She said completely different from the recovery 9 years earlier from her other knee. So ask for that from your doctor if you're thinking about knee replacement, because it helped her recovery. And they're saying that that's made a big difference on recovery.
Wow.
And making recovery so much easier.
So I wonder if insurance pays for that.
I believe they
lovely
do.
Lovely little.
Because it's addition. Part of pain management. So you don't have to be on narcotics mm-hmm. for pain afterwards, which helps with so many things.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
So if you get to that point where you're wearing diapers.
Yeah.
And you're
diapers.
Get key, on the bandwagon.
Key words, diapers.
And I also want to touch base really quickly on the NADs.
Yeah.
So we talked last week about that
NAD
I was going
to
NAD plus, mm-hmm. which is a peptide.
Yep.
You take twice a week. And so I started it last Tuesday.
It's an injection, right?
It's an injection in your stomach. Uh-huh. Just they use little tiny insulin needles. You don't feel it.
Okay.
A little stinging maybe, but not bad. I took my first one last Tuesday. So I take my third dose today.
Okay.
I'm on the lowest dose, which is 0.5 milliliters. Tuesday, Thursday, didn't know what to expect, but I didn't notice any difference. I'm not all of a sudden acting like a 20-year-old like I was hoping would happen. But however, this weekend, I got down on the floor and got back up and crawled around on the floor, cutting out a new piece of carpet.
Yeah.
Crawled around on the floor, got back up. After I got up easily and got down easily, I realized sitting there, hold on a minute. Usually before I get down on the floor, I've got to like think about, okay, which is the best way to get down so I don't hurt my knees. So I don't
pull you up.
Yeah. And then I go find something to help myself up. And then I get up looking like I must be 210 years old. I got down and bounced right back up and didn't think about it till like 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Did it take effect that fast? I don't know. I feel like it did because two things have happened since then. I also take a liquid BioCell collagen, which I know has helped me because it's helped me in the past. I kind of got off of it because my mom was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm back on it, literally guzzling it like it's Kool-Aid.
Right.
And I know that helps as well. But I do think the NAD plus has already kicked in. And it's like the fountain of youth. So I'm just saying.
Everyone definitely needs to know how to get our hands on that.
Yes. So Kinetic Clinic is the clinic. Karen Rochelle is the nurse practitioner. So if you're interested in the NAD plus.
Did you happen to get prices on that?
I did not, but I will have it. And then, but just give them a call and tell them that Amy and Lisa sent you. And it can work. Right. I think it's working. I'm pretty excited. So I go up I go up to 10 today. You're supposed to each week work up to the max is 50 milliliters.
Maybe you can work on getting a code.
Yes, I want to get a code for everybody so that you can just tell them the code and they'll know where you came from.
Yeah,
because we want us all to like turn back the clock.
Definitely interested in not having to use a cabinet pull myself up.
I have a dog, a little tiny dog that gets her ball underneath every piece of furniture.
Yeah,
and I have to stand there and go, okay, wait a minute. Now, how's the best way to get down that I'm not going to jack my knee or my hip up?
Yeah, because this knee hurts.
So,
and
on that same note. Mm-hmm. I follow a physical fitness trainer.
Yeah.
I think we follow the same person.
Yes.
I think you follow her too. She was posting yesterday that she's had a streak of gray hair that she really wanted to go gray. Did you see it?
Okay. I happened to click past it and I was like, darn it. Why did I click past that? Because I was interested to hear her. She's reversing her gray hair.
So her gray hair has gone back to her natural color.
Okay. And so what is she doing?
She contributed it to several things. One, she's been on the melanin, which is the Barbie doll peptide mm-hmm. that we talked about, that turns your skin mm-hmm. tan. She's been on that forever.
Okay.
And she thinks
Erin
that's...
Erin Opria is her name.
Yes.
E-R-I-N. Okay. Yeah. And she used to be Carrie Underwood's trainer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She trains a lot of the celebrities in Nashville. So she's been on the I forgot what it's called now, but the Barbie peptide, okay. Just say that, for a long, long, long time.
Okay.
And then she's also on the carnivore diet, which they're saying that's the better way to go now. That's the new thing because of it's a high protein. She eats only red meat.
Okay.
She eats no vegetables.
Wow.
Only red meat and fat. So her fats consist of avocado and like sweet potatoes. And then she does all beef, like not red meat. She does lamb and she does a lot of different types of meat. Anyway, she's reversed her gray, which she was actually trying to go gray. So it's the opposite of what she wanted. So something to think about
She looks so much better because I remember she had gone through this phase of she was way too skinny. Like I thought something was wrong with her.
Well, because she started training for that triathlon. She's still really thin, but she's just pure muscle.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to watch.
She just looks healthier, though, than she did for a while. Because she had that knee. She messed her knee up really bad. Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyways, but she does she looks better than she did. She's so muscular. Anyways. But
and she's a peptide queen. So,
I need to follow back up on her because I used to watch her a lot, but she did pop up in there yesterday. So it's funny you mentioned that because I was like, oh, I need to know what she's what she's doing.
She does everything though. She's on so many different peptides. Mm-hmm. She does them all, and she's it's kind of fascinating to watch her. So anyway, just my take on the Barbie doll peptide.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna try it and see if it'll make my hair go back to my natural color. Not that this isn't my natural color. I'm just saying
Is it?
No.
Okay. Well, I wasn't.
No.
Sure.
No, my natural color now since chemo is gray.
Okay.
Well, I'm all gray. So dark, like dark black. Originally, when I was before I started coloring it.
Okay.
Then it came back in. Gray, like ugly gray, drab gray, no color, because it takes all the color.
People come out with different colors.
Yeah, one girl came out with dark black hair. She had blonde hair naturally.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, it throws everything off. And you have curly hair when you had straight and all the stuff. So it's just bizarre. But no, I'd like to go back to dark. It would be fun. Just for,
We get pretty blonde hair, though.
Thank you. A lot of bleach.
Well.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
I know.
So I got my blood work came back. I waited, I feel like, 2 weeks because I was just convinced, the sky is falling.
Something's wrong.
I'm 50. What's going on?
Yep.
I'm fine.
Nothing's wrong.
Nothing. I mean, I fell really at the good mid-range of everything. I mean,
that's nice.
It is nice, but I guess maybe I just need to sleep more. He gave me a few suggestions that if I wanted to, I could take some DHEA. I could do that. That if I'd already raised my vitamin D a good amount. So I could raise that a little bit more. And my B12, I could raise that a smidge more if I wanted, but no matter what, I was still in the good. So I'm still not menopause.
Your hormone counts were good?
Good.
Oh, good.
Everything is good. I'm still happy.
Oh, man. Wow.
I know. Well, I don't know what I am.
That's
I'm
all
this
slow.
Limbo. Do we call that purgatory? I don't know where I am.
Well, but still, if you haven't started, that's really good.
Yeah, I guess not.
I think they told me when I went in for my testing when I was diagnosed with uterine cancer that your premenopause and then menopause and then peri and all those things can start when you're 45.
He did say that. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, and of course, that's really this. I think they really don't. I feel like they don't really know if you are, if you aren't on that. I mean, they go, hey, that can go on for 10 years. And I'm like, well, that's real helpful.
True.
But no. I don't know what I am.
That's awesome.
So.
But do you feel good?
Well, I wasn't feeling good, but then I'm like, was my mind playing games with me? What? I don't know. Was I just feeling really weighed down by just life in general, by, sadness from my parents and the weight of that, of them passing away? I mean, there was a lot of anchors weighing me down too. So maybe do I feel a little better knowing that I'm not? Maybe. I have made more of an effort to get up, get dressed, get out the door, every day. That does make a difference.
Oh, a huge difference.
To be ready when, if the phone rings and you got to be, hey, I am ready to go out the door and do something with my day at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, if you're not, you are sad and you are depressed. And so I don't know, there's a lot of factors that play a role. And I am a summer person. So winter is hard on me. Winter is hard on my whole family.
Yeah.
We want to be outside. We want sun. So this has not been an easy winter for us.
Well, and there's a lot to be said. I mean, there is a thing with just sunshine and how it makes you feel. People do get depressed in the wintertime. Just the daylight's shorter. All of that, the cold weather, I think it does take a toll.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, here I am. I mean, I did my blood work, the whole mammogram thing. I'm still out in limbo with that.
Getting one?
Uh-huh. I've still not done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry about things like that, getting too much of that.
Oh, I know.
It's scary. I'm like, you know, I think they start forcing some of that stuff really quick, you know. You get confused on that. So
I was in the same boat. I didn't know it either.
So So I've not done that. I, at some point I'll get that scheduled. I know there'll be a lot of mixed reviews on that. So
you get to run the whole program yourself. Yeah. Nobody else gets to tell you what to do.
Right. So
that's for sure.
Anyway, so, okay. I brought two things today that were completely random on makeup tips.
Okay.
That I tried. So far, I'm like, I think they work. And one of them is, and it's from this girl named Nina Poole off TikTok. And one is a chafing gel, Walmart brand, Equate. I don't know why I'm losing my voice right now. And this is supposed to be, you can put it on to like help fill your pores or anything. And it really gives you a super smooth finish on your face.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, it really gives you like a photo finish. Has the same ingredients as some of the more expensive things. Takes a very small amount. You can get it for like $3 to $4.
Okay? And you put that on before your makeup, your base?
So the way you can, what I've done is after I put on my foundation, I just kind of put a little dollop on my hand and just kind of pat it in those few places that I felt like I just need to have a little bit of mattifying, you know what I mean? To cover up any pores. Okay. And the other thing is you can get this at the Dollar Tree. Okay. And it's the Arm & Hammer foot powder. It's talc free. Okay. It's $1.25 for this huge container. And it is like a setting powder and it's translucent. You can wear it under your eyes. Like I've got it under my eyes right now. Kind of dusted it on my forehead. And it's a setting powder. No.
For your makeup.
No, yeah. I mean, it is.
Pretty cool.
Huge. Try it. I mean, so anyways, this Nina Poole girl, she's kind of fun to watch on TikTok. And she's on the spectrum. She totally talks about it. She has been a huge hit, but she gives all kinds of dupe to the high-end brands. And she's super quirky. Super smart, and she goes through all the ingredient breakdowns of all kinds of things that match ingredients. And but just go look for her on TikTok because she is really interesting to watch. Anyway, so these were just two things that I picked up, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna try and see what she thinks. So a chafing gel,
that's so funny,
on your face, and then the talc-free foot powder from the Dollar Tree, something just different to try.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sometimes it doesn't have to be expensive to
work. No, uh-uh. And Lord knows I've tried plenty of expensive.
Oh, me too. And they're all sitting in my cabinet.
Exactly. So,
use them a couple of times and you're like, that did not work.
No.
We were talking about places we've eaten.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm on some of those.
I'm on a little circuit of trying new restaurants, or I was, and I'm kind of getting back on that. So I went to Cheever's.
Okay.
On Cherry Street.
Never have been to Cheever's, ever.
I don't even know how long it's been there.
A long time, I hear.
Oh, a long time?
If I'm thinking of the right Cheever's that I'm thinking of, it's been there a long time.
It used to, it's in the building that Zoller Design was in on Cherry Street across from that Mi Casino Mexican restaurant. Well, it used to be a men's clothing store.
It used to be on Harvard.
Oh, I don't know.
I could have sworn it was there for a long time.
Well, I went there with a friend. Okay. And, I'm all about, like, if I'm going to go to a restaurant, I want food to be good. I don't really care so much about the food because I'm not a foodie, but I want the restaurant to be really cool. Yeah. I want the lighting fixtures to be fun. I want to take a picture of the lighting fixtures. Like, right. I want it to be a cool looking restaurant.
Right.
This was in an old Cherry Street building. Zoller Design was in there forever. That's how I remember the building. And it was okay the way it was designed. It wasn't spectacular. The bar was kind of pretty, but not that great. But the food was actually really, really good.
Okay.
I ordered a ribeye and it came out the size of my head. It was 14 ounces. Like, who eats 14 ounces of,
but not me.
It was definitely good and it was packed. You're reservations. Yeah. Apparently that's the way to go. Carnivore.
I was incorrect, by the way. That opened December 2024.
Oh, so okay. I was thinking it was pretty new.
I was thinking of a sandwich shop then, the one on Harvard.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, this is a sit down.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So restaurant.
Say in.
I got a ribeye, 14 ounces, and it was good. They have. Oh, I can't believe I'm not gonna think of the name of it. I love them so much. Rib. I'm like beef. What's it called?
Ribeye.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, come on! I cannot think of the name of them. I love
brisket.
It. No. Look up Cheever's menu real quick and
see.
No,
I don't know.
Not prime rib, but like it's almost like roast beef. You cook them forever.
Darn it!
Sorry, I should have had.
I'm not a foodie either. Just give me the chicken tenders and gravy.
Oh man. Anyway, we'll come back to that. We'll tell you what that is. I'll look it up while we're talking. But
sorry,
anyway, the
throat.
Food's good, and you know, the question is, would you go back? And I would definitely go back.
Okay. So I went to the old faithful Cafe Olé on Brookside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there for a while, they kind of had a little bit of trouble because they kind of changed their menu. Yeah. Well, they went back. Their old manager came back, Colby, and their original chef came back. They brought back the old menu. And so I went on the patio last week, and lo and behold, it is fantastic. One of their old waitresses is back there. And it was so funny because I also was like, you know, can I get, have they gone back to the big size glasses? Because I got a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, but their glasses are huge.
Well, they've gone back to like these little tiny small glasses.
Okay.
You needed refilled like every 10 sips. And she laughed and she was like, yes, yes, I'll definitely give you the big glasses. And but they have the best specials throughout the week. And they do, they're $5. You get two street tacos for $5. They do their popular queso for $5. There's all kind of, they have $5 margaritas, and all this goes on till like 4 o'clock every day, like Monday through Thursday. I don't think it included Friday, but the two street tacos were great. Cause it was like, I got steak, they have steak, chicken, maybe the brisket. Definitely go to Cafe Olé throughout the week. It's a great, you know, so
they used to be one of my clients years ago before they sold.
It.
Yeah, it's a great, great patio.
Yeah. For always good.
It's seasonal. You can be out there all season. All seasons. Yeah.
Now, of course, go back there. Now, Cracker Barrel on Tulsa Hills. My goodness. I mean, we love Cracker Barrel. Love just the idea of Cracker Barrel. Now, something has happened since 2020 there, and I don't know what is going on, but I mean, the grandma special. We want it because it's got pancakes, grit, eggs, and bacon. And that's enough to split a plate. However, just their service is not working for us. And it hasn't for a long time. And we are not picky people. Like, we are easy to please. But nothing comes out at the same time. Food, the grits bowls look like they are half eaten out of. They're slopped over the side. You can get three bowls of grits and all of them are a different level. Like, that's what I mean. Some look like they've been eaten out of. And this is consistently, like multiple times this has happened. The manager is never helping out the waitresses and they can be slammed. And I don't know. It's just been really disappointing. Multiple times. Yeah. So, but they still get business. But I will say, if somebody needs to get like little tiny flower girl dresses for a wedding, they have got the most unique little tiny girl clothes in there.
Oh, in the boutique area?
Yes, the cutest little sweet little girl stuff. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Beef short ribs.
Beef short ribs.
Jeez. Because you don't see that in many restaurants. They're so good. So they serve them there.
I would probably never order that. I'm.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just so like,
plain Jane.
Yeah, chicken nuggets and gravy.
Google invited me down. I don't even know. It's been years ago to their main campus in San Diego area. And they, you know, Google, I don't know what they are like now, but back then, this is 6 years ago, it was post-cancer, so at least six or seven. They have their own five-star chef, and they cook three meals for their employees.
Fun.
The whole thing is like they've got, their idea is they come to work and they want to stay at work. They don't want to have to leave because they want it so much fun at work, they don't ever go home.
Wow.
And they work all these hours.
Golden handcuffs.
Yeah. So they have like little snack bars throughout the building and just candy everywhere. And then they serve them really full meals three times a day. And so they had buffet set up for us and they had served short ribs. It's the first time I'd ever had them. And I was like, what in the world is this?
My mama could cook.
Whoa, man. So that's kind of when I was introduced to short ribs, and now not many people serve them. So anyway, so Cheever's, definitely go back. Cafe Olé, definitely go back.
Cracker Barrel's got to get their act together.
Use at your own discretion.
My grandma's special's got to get better. TV shows?
Yeah.
What have you watched any?
No. So I'm terrible.
Okay, so then did I mention Dirty Dan last time we were here?
Well, no, but you mentioned it to me. So what? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so it's on Netflix. I stumbled across it. Dirty Dan. I mean, people need to watch. I'm not a big series person, but you can kind of like knock out the series because it's not dirty. Just Dan is dirty.
Like dirty.
He's just a dirty dog. Like he did his wife so wrong.
Oh, okay.
You know, she helped him get through medical school and law school. And of course, she became the wife who was there to support him fully. She buried his four children. She was the wife that helped support him. He could never have made it through that. And then lo and behold, Dan started dating his secretary, gave her a good job. And then Dan decides to start cheating. So, and of course, says his wife is crazy. It's a
true
story.
Don't they all say that?
Yeah. It's a true story. It's a very interesting story.
Huh.
And she is still in prison today. She did go crazy. Really,
his wife is in prison?
She is still in prison because she killed Dan.
Oh, she killed him.
And his mistress.
Oh, wow.
And which became his wife later. It's a really jacked up story, but it's a good story because it's really scary how many situations there are. Because if you go and you look at the comments within TikTok and Facebook and all of her following on the story, it's really sad how many similar stories there are to this. Not necessarily the death part of it, but just how many similar stories there are to this. So definitely watch Dirty Dan.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dan.
Oh, let me tell you. We can introduce you to about 25 of them. Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really sad, but it's a good story. And the other one was on Hulu, The American Family. Good American Family, I think. And that's about that girl who was adopted and has the dwarf syndrome, whatever.
Dwarfism or something.
Yeah, and they couldn't decide if she was 17 years old or 7 years old.
Oh, you were talking about that.
Totally a crazy story. True story, again. Definitely need to watch that.
Okay.
So those two are kind of leave you like
must watch. You know, speaking of comments on like you see on TikTok, and it's amazing when you see all these horrible comments on anybody that posts anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's always women. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
You never see men jump on there and berate a mother because their daughter's still sucking on a pacifier. Or it's like, why is it that women cannot support other women? Drives me insane.
Nope. You know, I noticed that even last night because there was something, it was one American Idol thing. Carrie Underwood had posted, in my opinion, it was a very pretty picture of her. She didn't have any makeup. It was just her. She had had some bread she had made because, you know, she's very much a homemaker, like loves to cook, has her farm. And she had her bread. And the amount of meanness of
it's
women
shocking.
Just berating her on her appearance anymore because of the, and she did. She had a horrible accident when she fell. I mean, even her wrist had to be reconstructed. And I'm like, how horrible people are, as if she's not going to see these things.
I don't
like,
understand
why
it.
Why do people feel like they got to put it out there? If you want to think it or have a conversation in private, but to put it on social media
and tell somebody
so mean, I will never, ever, ever understand it.
No, I don't either. I don't get it.
And even just like this, like doing this, this is ultra, like, this is hard for me to come out. Like, you asked me, hey, what does your circle of friends think? And I had to tell you, well, I haven't shared it yet.
Right.
Why? Because I'm insecure about it. This is because, you know, people are going to find a reason to
sure.
say, you know, because I know you're out there. Somebody's going to say something mean about yeah. it. Like, they're going to find a way to be negative about it. What? Who does she think she is? I don't think I'm anybody. Trust me. I'm very paranoid about doing this.
Right.
Lisa grabbed me and said, let's jump in with both feet. So here I am. But the best thing, I find myself like, you know what? I see girls out there all the time that are beautiful. I'm like, you know, I'm supporting them. Click. I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing. And I also see myself sometimes thinking, oh, I'm going to pass it up. I don't need to do that. I need to like and support other women, period.
Yeah. And that's kind of why I started this whole She Said Facebook page mm-hmm. and Instagram account, because of that reason. I think I've had so many women show up for me, mm-hmm. especially like when I was diagnosed with cancer. I think the greatest story is I had met a girl at the boxing gym that I was going to. We hung out a little bit in groups. I didn't know her that well. Haven't talked to her since. But during my chemo treatment, every Friday, which was the day I went to treatment, she showed up every Friday, pulled up in my driveway, got out, put a gift on my front porch, wow. and left. Wow. Every Friday for 18 rounds of chemo. And it was little things. Like one day it was just a cantaloupe in a gift bag saying, I'm thinking about you today. The next week it was all the ingredients for a healthy protein shake. The next time it was a magazine. And I mean, it was just little things. And she will, and I would sit there because I always had someone taking me to chemo and I was waiting on a ride to come pick me up. And I would watch her just pull in.
That's amazing.
Walk out, put a gift on my porch, get in the car and leave. And I would just sit there and cry because I'm like, who does that? Like, what kind of person is that kind?
What a lesson for all of us.
It taught me a huge lesson. And then I got a card in the mail weekly from a lady I'd never met before, knew my mom and knew I had cancer. And that has changed my whole opinion on friendship. I left people behind, my friends behind, that I realized were not really true friends to me. And I have got a whole new circle of friends that are truly good friends to me. And it taught me so many lessons about what it's like to be a real friend. I had a friend show up yesterday over here and we just sat here for 4 hours and talked. And I cried, of course, because just dealing with my mom's death. And that's what a friendship is. And I was telling you earlier, I was in the grocery store yesterday, past this beautiful woman in the grocery store. I thought it to myself, wow, she's stunning. Did I say it to her? No, but she said it to me. She said, I look delicate. She said elegant. And I walked to the store for the next 5 minutes going, delicate? Do I really look delicate? I figured out it was elegant. And I thought, it made my day.
Yes.
Since you're having such a bad day, you've got, you know, I'm sad, I'm crying all the time. And then a woman just casually says, you look delicate today. And it makes a big difference. So I think, you know, this whole podcast and it's about women showing up for women and having that tribe of people that, I mean, I have a whole group coming for my mom's memorial service just to support me driving, you know, 45 minutes away. And that's what I think we need more of, is mm-hmm. just girls showing up for girls and girls supporting girls and being there for each other and complimenting, because it makes everybody needs mm-hmm. it. Just like you're talking about, I think you're stunning, but you have insecurities.
Oh,
and so
big time.
We just need to show up for one another and actually.
Well, even my youngest son, he'll hear me compliment other women or even total strangers in the drive-thru. For instance, there was a girl at the drive-thru and I was like, you've got the prettiest smile. And he was like, oh, that's so weird. Why would you tell her? I'm like, Ty, because she does. And that will make her day. Like,
yeah, that's nice.
And it's so funny. I remember when I was walking into Quick Trip and this old man, it was so cute. Because I was like, that is the best thing you could ever say to somebody. And I was walking in a Quick Trip and obviously I was frowning or something. I don't know. And he was like, oh, excuse me, ma'am, you dropped something back there. And I go, oh, I did. And he was like, yeah, you dropped your smile. It's like, honestly, that was such I picked that smile up so fast. But the way you got to make people smile.
Yeah.
And my dad was so good about that. It's important.
It is.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we've got. I mean, and we have to. And I do. I feel like I've lost that over the years. And we have to help each other as women.
Yeah.
And we do. We got to find our gifts. And I will say, this is a gift of mine. Talking with people is a gift. And I've lost that along the way, and it's time for me to find my way again. And so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I knew you were the
always
perfect
person. Recognizing this in me and just picking up the phone and saying, let's do this. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think we all have people in our lives that are, that whole saying of people in your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's true. And I think we don't appreciate the ones that are there for the lifetime and that are really there to support you whenever you need it and however you need it. Mm-hmm. And having some people show up for you when the moment you need them the most make mm-hmm. all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. I just think about text messages I get every day from someone saying, just checking on you. I had a girl call me last night and said, I'm just thinking about you mm-hmm. today. Just how's it going? What's going on? She lives in Kentucky. She's, busy, but just that little phone call makes all the difference in the world. And that's the whole reason for this podcast is to find women, find your group,
yep.
and just be there for each other all the time.
There's a broker, Susan Beach, and she is a class act. And she's not even my broker. I work for Coldwell Banker, but Susan, I've only known her through work. And my mom never even got to meet Susan. But Susan always knew my story with my dad. And she showed up for my mom by sending my mom these beautiful cards. I think it might have been every month or every week. And they weren't cheap cards. They were just beautiful, very sincere, handpicked. So much thought were put into them. My mom looked forward to them. And when my mom passed away, I found these cards she had kept. And my mom didn't keep everything. But she kept Susan's cards. But I was like, what a class act that it just Susan picked my mom to care for in that way. And never even, we were all supposed to go to lunch and it never happened.
I know,
unfortunately.
You hate that when you they want someone to meet your mother.
Just that Susan took the time to do that for somebody she never even met.
Yeah. I had a lady, like I said, my mom, one of my that knew my mom sent me a card every week during chemo. And people ask me all the time, my friend just got diagnosed. What's the best thing I can do for her? And one, check on her and do that because that card in the mail makes all the difference in the world. It's just crazy how, cards are kind of gone by the wayside. Okay. We don't get cards, but I think about how many cards I've gotten since my mom passed away from friends and people that knew about it that just sent me a card. And I'm like, wow, you see that card in your mail and it just makes
a lot.
Difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think to send cards. I'm not a card sender at all, but it totally helps.
It does.
It's just funny. Just that little sentiment that you actually took the time to get a card, to buy a stamp, which is outrageous, and take the time to do it makes such a difference. It's impacted me so much every time I get, and I've gotten them from people that I never in a million years would have thought, they're not in my inner circle. They
time
still
to bring
take
the cards
time.
Back.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. It really has made me think about that.
Uh-huh.
And how many people I know that have passed away that I could have been, sending.
Power of a handwritten note.
Makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring that back. Let's make a campaign. We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
We'll ask on She Said, how many handwritten notes did everyone write this week?
Yeah.
We challenge you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm amazed that there are still women out there that really do understand that power and the power of
my mom.
Try
so good at it. Gosh, she was great at handwriting notes.
Yeah, and beautiful handwriting, I'm sure, because my mom's handwriting was just gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's kind of gone by the wayside too.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to hear one of your most embarrassing moments. We'll get it. We'll go light it now. We've kind of gotten heavy, so let's go light.
Yeah.
Got an embarrassing story?
Oh, you'll have to probably.
I got a million of them, so I can. You want me to go first?
You're going to have to, because I'm going to have to really think about
really?
This.
You don't get embarrassed. I got a million of them.
Oh.
I'm always embarrassed for something I've done or said or nothing.
I'm really having to think on
how
this.
How funny. Let's see. I'll do one that's probably.
Dang it.
I'm not going to.
Okay, yeah. Tell me yours. Cause
I got a million, but this one's sort of silly, but it's. I was mortified. I was at the Kentucky Derby,
mm-hmm.
and we always. People to one of the suites at the Derby every year. And then the night before the Derby, there's two big celebrity attended parties in Louisville that everybody, all the celebrities in town go to. And it's a high ticket dollar. So we'd always get tickets and take the customers there. And so I always had two limos. that would go, I'd always get everybody loaded in the limos. And we're talking like presidents of big top networks, TV guys, you know, TV networks. So you're herding cats, basically. So I got them all in their limos and I would get in the back limo. And I'm always the last one in the limo, so I'm by the door. And as you go to this party, it's gotten so famous over the time, and it's at a big, big house in some, you know, gigantic neighborhood in Louisville. And so you drive down this long, winding road, and all the locals come out to it because they know they're going to see celebrities. And so they've got the barricades along the street, and so that only the limos can go up to drop people off. And then the crowd, like thousands of people are lined up along the path, waiting to see somebody famous. Then when you get up to where the party is, they have an announcer that's announcing the famous people when they get out of the limo, and there's a crowd on each side and everybody screams and yells. So we're riding up there. We're nobody. We're just, you know, going to the party. So we're not going to be announced when we get up there, but we're driving up this windy path, and the guy sitting next to me would just reach over and tap the window. So the window would come down and just show the top of my head, and then he'd tap it back up, and the crowd would go crazy because they thought somebody famous. We did that all the way up. I'm not really thinking about it. We were just laughing because the crowd's going nuts. So we get all, I mean, we're talking, it's a long slow because the limos are lined up. And so you're going really slow, and he'd just tap it, and then the crowd would go, and then he'd roll it back. He'd take it back up. And so that happened. So it was like the wave at a stadium. It just crescendoed as it got closer. Because now somebody, they're all worked up thinking this car, it's somebody big. Because they could hear the crowd screaming.
Oh my gosh.
So we get up to where you drop off. It's time they come and they open the door for you. And I step out. Now the crowd thinks
it's flat.
The crowd thinks it's somebody big. Because they've heard the cheers for this limo coming up. I step out and it's me.
Oh.
And no one knows me. And I'm not famous. And the crowd starts booing.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I would die. Booing. I would cry.
And I turn around. I look back at the car to my people. And they're literally on the floor laughing.
I would die.
They couldn't even get out of the car. They were laughing so hard. And I'm just looking at it. And I am so hot and so embarrassed. And they're still booing. They're all just furious because... They just knew it was like, you know, Janet Jackson because she was there that year. And so anyway, we had gowns on because it was a black tie. I just hiked up my gown and I had the tickets and I just marched through the gate.
Oh, I'd be so
upset. And went straight into the party and they're calling me going, we can't get in. I'm like, well, it's too bad. And nobody knows me. Obviously, no one even remembers it but me because I have never been so embarrassed in my life.
I would die.
Thousands of people booing me.
And that guy knew what he was doing.
Oh, sure. The crowd was just going. You could hear it just get louder and louder because then they just knew it was somebody big.
I couldn't handle it.
And it was Lisa Harden from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh. I was mortified.
That I would die. Speaking of your event, Steph, Stephen reminded me that you actually got him tickets and my brother went with him to the Patriots game.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tom Brady play. I was like, I forgot all about that.
And I had access to lots of things. Uh-huh. A TV guide.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Very jealous when he heard that. I was like, oh, you weren't even born yet.
I did forget to you. When you brought it up, I was like, I did get you tickets. Uh-huh. I got tickets for a lot of people.
Yeah, my brother
went. He was a huge fan, wasn't he, Stephen? Oh,
yes, but Ty is a much bigger
fan. Oh, really? Fan. How funny.
Yes.
That was a fun job for that. I had a lot of perks, but I had a lot of stress, too. But the perks were fun. A lot of
stress.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll have to get back with you on an embarrassing moment. I can't think of anything appropriate at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a lot of inappropriate ones, too. But that one was, you know, safe. But it was...
Yeah.
It's the one when someone says, what's your most embarrassing thing? That one always pops in my head first because the amount of heat that flew to my face and
to get booed.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Okay. Well, I think we're out of time for the day. So another fun one in the books.
We already have a lot of stuff to talk about next week.
I know. We're excited.
So, stay tuned. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah. We'd love to share our knowledge because we think we have a lot of it about a lot of topics.
We think we're a lot smarter than we really are, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.